The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
My next guest was once invited to rebrand a country, Guatemala. He was also asked to reimagine that country's future. He was asked to reimagine the Muslim city of Mecca to help cope with the crowds, to restructure Coca-Cola's sustainability identity, and much, much more. He's the CEO of Massive Change Network in Chicago. He's author of 24 Principles for Designing Massive Change in Your Life and Work. A feature-length documentary about his life and career has recently been released, and that will be screened this evening at the Stella Cinema in Dublin at 5 o'clock. Tickets for that, you can go to designweekireland.ie. He believes that everything is a design, everyone is a designer, and design can produce positive change at all scales, big and small. Bruce Mau, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
It's an incredible CV that you have assembled, but I want to go back to Sudbury, where you were born and raised. And you say that the first design problem you faced and solved was redesigning your own life.
It was. You know, I grew up on a farm outside of a mining town, and I'd never been to the city. So, you know, I really didn't know what was out there. But I saw on our little black and white television set, we had two channels, French and English. In Canada, and I saw Expo 67, and it was this incredible vision of the future. You know, the pavilion, the American pavilion, was designed by Buckminster Fuller. It was a geodesic sphere with a train flying through the middle of the sphere. It was just an extraordinary kind of future vision, and I really wanted to be part of that, and I wanted to kind of go out and somehow participate in that world.
Did you have sort of a design ambition yourself? I mean, were you drawing all the time? Were you, taking bits and pieces around the house and trying to do different things with them?
I was, actually. I loved drawing and painting and kind of making things. You know, it was always a kind of part of who I was, but I never thought of it as design. You know, it was just kind of the way that we did things. We did what we had to do. I don't remember anyone ever getting a permit for anything. we just built stuff, that's the way we lived.
You know, I read somewhere that Sudbury was actually used by the Americans to simulate the moonscape. It was so bleak. Is that true?
It was. The pollution from the smelting operations had created a 30-mile dead zone that really was like a chemical desert around the city, where literally not a blade of grass grew. And we lived in the forest outside the dead zone, but every day I would take the bus to school, through this place. And, you know, the striking thing is that, you know, looking back, is that no one ever mentioned it. No one ever said, no one ever stopped the bus and said, you know, what happened here? Why is everything to the horizon dead in this place? But it turned out there were two scientists who were working on that problem. And we're now working with them to honor their work over the last 40 years. They've planted 10 million trees and recovered the ecology of that place.
Which is an extraordinary achievement. Those guys, those two scientists, obviously were able to think big. Such was the scale of the problem. And your philosophy of design means, you know, everyone you say is a designer, so you can design your own life or design elements of it. But equally, you can think massively and think of, you know, global problems and design those, hopefully, away.
Well, it's really the only chance we have. I mean, if you think about the moment that you have an intention, the moment that you say, I'm not happy with random events, I'm not happy with, you know, whatever happens. At the moment that I have a particular outcome in mind, I become a designer. That's what a designer is. You know, we envision a future and systematically execute that vision. So we take that kind of two-part work and we say, okay, let's, you know, how well can we envision it and how well can we execute the vision? And so, you know, when you have a destination, a vision in mind, something that you want to happen, the question that you have to ask yourself is, how well can I articulate that vision, envision it, and how well can I execute that? How good a designer am I? And that can be applied to your life or to, you know, as you say, to, you know, huge global problems.
Yeah. And the idea, if 8 billion people got on board to solve a global problem, well, it would be solved. The problem might be getting them on board. And I'm thinking, say, climate change. I mean, all of us know everything we do. Every time we, you know, drive an automobile down the highway, we're contributing to greenhouse gases. Every time we maybe overuse electricity in our homes, we're doing the same. So it's trying to solve that huge problem with a collective effort.
Well, one of the things that we discover in our research is that most policy is designed as if we make rational decisions. In other words, if we have the right information, we'll do the right thing. But most decisions are actually taken at the base of the brain. They're taken by the kind of ancient brain that has more to do with watching what others do and following the norm. So if the norm is to do something, we'll do it. And so it's really critical in designing this kind of solution to really understand, okay, how do I actually redesign the norm, not the special case? And I think one of the challenges, one of the problems in the way that we've been communicating climate change is that the people who are changing are pioneers, and they're doing the hard work, and they're extremists. And what we need to do is make that the opposite. We need to make it simple, easy, normal. The absolute easiest thing to do is to do the right thing. And that means really changing how we communicate it, how we define it, how we design it, you know, how we make it easy.
Now, it's hard for us in Ireland, I think. We're kind of pretty optimistic about our futures in spite of climate change, in spite of our problems in health provision and also in housing provision. It's hard maybe to grasp a country like Guatemala, where you were asked to help reimagine, rebrand the whole country, because literally children were born without hope.
We had, in that case, they had a situation of 36 years of civil war. So 36 years of the culture of death really dominating their experience. And they said, you know, when we ask our children, what do you want to be when you grow up, they don't have an answer because they can't imagine growing up. They don't see that possibility. And that was really the kind of introduction to the problem. And we realized, you know, I had never even thought of dreaming as an infrastructure. I just thought it was the most natural thing that you would do. But in fact, you know, we have to design a world where dreaming is possible. And you support, you know, like you think about young Irish people, we want them to imagine their future here in Ireland and imagine that future is possible for them, that they can build it, you know, that they can realize their dream. And that's, you know, that's a design infrastructure. We have to build that for them in order that they see this place as their future.
Now, Mecca had a problem. We know there were hundreds of deaths because of overcrowding. And you were asked to solve that problem for them. And you decided this is not today's or tomorrow's problem. This is a problem for the next 1,000 years.
Well, it was an incredible situation. I mean, if you had come to me in the forest where I grew up and said, you know, Bruce, pay attention because you might have to design Mecca, I would have said that's not very likely. But that is what happened. They explained that they had this terrible situation that the city basically was not designed. It happened kind of by accident. And it just evolved in this kind of haphazard way. And then they pushed in, you know, 3 million pilgrims at once for the Hajj. And so you get these kind of terrible accidents that happen. In 1 year, it was 800 people were killed. And they wanted a 10-year plan. And we said, look, it's Mecca. Let's do a 1,000-year plan, because if we do a 1,000-year plan, we can't possibly know what the technologies are going to be. And we'll have to design an open system for new innovation, which is the best thing that we could do for you. And so that's really the where that sort of concept came from. And that turned out to be really a very important idea, because it kind of liberated the kind of solution from the known technologies.
In our case, housing here at the moment, besides housing our own indigenous population, we have a problem there. We haven't simply built enough as quickly as we needed them. And then on top of that, a refugee problem. Do you have any thoughts?
Excuse me. We did a project in Denmark on this subject. And one of the things we saw is that there's been a negative investment in housing over the last few decades. Compared to almost every other segment where we've seen huge investment in innovation. So we still do a house more or less the way we did it 100 years ago. And about 30% of the material that goes to a job site goes to waste. So you have this kind of incredible opportunity for savings and for environmental impact improvement. If you begin to think about it as a product and not a construction, in other words, to have the benefits of manufacturing, you start to get to really interesting opportunities to solve the problem, not only here, but around the world. And you open up a market for those solutions that is truly global, where the challenges that we face are absolutely staggering. We're adding 1 million people a week to the world, and we're going to need to put those people in homes.
Well, Bruce, it's a great pleasure talking to you. I know you will be speaking at 12 noon in the National Gallery of Ireland. Tickets are not available anymore, completely sold out. There are some tickets left for the Mao documentary, which is being screened at the Stella Cinema at 5 this afternoon. Tickets are to be found at designweekireland.ie. But Bruce Mao, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.